はい、ジャパニーズポット101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Stop by our website, JapanesePod101.com for all the latest and greatest features, line-by-line audio, iPod on the go, plus much more. Stop by and see what's going on at JapanesePod101.com.
おはよう、東京。夏子です。
Good morning, Tokyo. Peter here, and we are back with another lesson in basic and practical Japanese. As always, we are brought to you by Air Cleanin, the translation and interpretation specialists. Now, today we have another great lesson for you.We finally get around to saying, how are you? Right, Natsuko?
It was a long way.
Yes, it's been a long road, but now I think you're ready. Okay, so what we're going to do is jump right into the conversation. Here we go.
お元気ですか?
元気ですよ。お元気ですか?
元気ですよ。
Okay, that's it. Pretty funny. We're going to give you it one more time. Please listen, and here we go.
お元気ですか?
元気ですよ。お元気ですか?
元気ですよ。
Okay, that's it. Short and sweet. This is the classic textbook example. I think if you find the first book written in Japanese, this is the basic conversation, right?
Right.
Okay, so what we're going to do now is break down this conversation a little bit. I'll translate and Natsuko will do the reading. Here we go.
お元気ですか?
How are you?
元気ですよ。
I'm fine.
お元気ですか?
How are you?
元気ですよ。
I'm good. I'm fine. Right?
Right.
Okay, so now what we'd like to do is introduce the word
元気.
Yes. So, Natsuko, can you tell us what this means?
It means in good condition.
Yes. Fine, good, okay, right?
Yes.
Okay, now please break this word down because this, again, is one of the words you're going to use all the time, all day, and it's just a must.
Genki.
And one time fast.
Genki.
Very nice. One more time.
Genki.
Okay, we cannot stress how important this word is. Now, what we introduced was the textbook classic example. What was the first line in that?
お元気ですか?
Yes.Can you break down the first part of that?
お元気.
Yes. Now, before the 元気, we have the prefix.
お.
Yes. And this お makes the expression very, very polite, right?
Right.
Okay. So we gave you the most polite way of saying, how are you? Now, let's work our way down a bit because it's very important to know the different levels of how you should greet someone. So in this situation, you would use it towards somebody who's in a higher position, say a boss, a teacher, right?
Yeah, right.
Now, the next level of politeness would be?
元気ですか?
Yes, how are you? Okay, this is a bit still formal, maybe a colleague or you can, this is also very polite, not as polite as putting the O in front of it, but still very polite. Now, we'd like today to introduce...the way you speak to your friends, because this is when you're probably going to use it the most. Now, if I see my friend, how would I say, how are you?
元気?
Yes, all intonation. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to backtrack and we're going to do the same conversation we just had in the very informal way and watch what the conversation becomes.
元気?
元気? 元気?
元気?
Okay, so you see how this gets trimmed down and you see how short this becomes. Now, what we'd like to do is spice it up. We want to give you responses that would really be great and something very interesting, much more than just the standard.
元気.
Yes. Okay, so what we're going to do now is we're going to jump back to the polite form because we think you should know the polite form. So what we're going to do is go back to the polite form and introduce some new ways of responding rather than...Just the standard.
元気.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask Natsuko how she's doing. Here we go. And I'm going to do it in the formal way. Not the most polite way, but the formal way. Okay? Here we go. 元気ですか?
絶好調ですよ.
All right. Very, very nice answer. Give it to us one more time, a little bit slower.
絶好調ですよ.
And what does this mean?
I'm in excellent form.
Yes, firing on all cylinders in great condition. Now, break this down because we highly recommend you use this one because this is a great one. Now, break it down by syllable.
絶好調.
Very nice. And again, you want to hold in there, right? Which syllable do you want to hold?
K.
Yeah, you want to hold the K. So it's
絶好調.
Very nice. And this is a great one. Okay, let's get another one. 元気ですか?
元気いっぱいです.
Yes, very nice. Give it to us one more time.
元気いっぱいです.
Okay, and can you break down the second part of that word?
いっぱい.
And what does this mean?
Full.
Yes, full of. Full of genki. Another very, very good one. And again, as you can see, you might have noticed, we're going in order from the best condition all the way down to not good condition. Okay. 元気ですか?
すごく元気です.
Okay, one more time, please.
すごく元気です.
Really good. And we can also say...
すごい元気.
Right? We can say this too?
Yeah.
Okay, very nice. Next. 元気ですか?
まあまあです.
And what does this mean?
So-so.
Yes, and can you give it to us one more time, please?
まあまあ.
Very nice, and please break it down by syllable.
まあまあ.
Very nice. Yeah, you want to kind of hold it in there. One more time, please.
まあまあ.
Very nice. Here we go. Next. 元気ですか?
あまり元気ではありません.
Okay, very nice. Please break down the first part.
あまり.
Yes, and one time fast.
あまり.
And what does this mean?
Not so.
Yes. Okay, next, here we go.
ではありません.
This is the negative form used with nouns. And we covered this again in a previous episode. So please, if you haven't heard those, please check back and listen. Okay? So this phrase means, I'm not that good, right? One more time, please.
あまり元気ではありません.
Yeah, not that good. Okay? Next, 元気ですか?
元気ではありません.
And one more time, please.
元気ではありません.
And what does this mean?
I'm not good.
Not good, yes. Okay, and last one. お元気ですか?
ダメです.
Ooh, one more time, please.
ダメです.
Okay, and what does this mean?
Bad.
Yeah, bad.
Bad.
And we covered this again in a previous episode. So please, if you haven't heard those, please check back and listen. Okay, so we have a full gamut of answers now. Now, what we gave you was the polite form when you're talking to other people. Now, what we'd like to do is give you the very casual, very informal way of speaking when you're among friends. So now what we're going to do is we're going to give you the same things, but now informally. Okay, so here we go. Same pattern. I'm asking and Natsuko's answering. Natsuko, genki?
絶好調.
One more time. Genki?
絶好調.
Yes, very nice. Next. Genki?
元気いっぱい.
And that answer one more time.
元気いっぱい.
Very nice. Here we go. Natsuko, genki?
すごく元気.
That answer one more time.
すごく元気.
Very nice. Here we go. Natsuko, genki?
まあまあ.
One more time, that answer.
まあまあ.
Very nice. Okay, here we go. Natsuko, genki?
あまり元気じゃない.
Yes. Okay, stop press. What happened here? In the polite form, we were using?
ではありません.
Yeah, and but now we can use?
じゃない.
Yes, which is a shortened way of saying this, right?
Yeah.
Okay. We can also use...
ではない.
Yes, so in this one again, we use...
元気じゃない.
Or...
元気ではない.
Okay, now, if you remember back to like and not like, we gave you the very formal, polite way, but we can use the informal way and say...
好きじゃない.
Yes, and...
好きではない.
Yes, the very shortened way. And this, again, talking amongst friends. Okay, we'll get into more later on, but we just wanted to cover that. Okay, next, here we go. Genki?
Genki じゃない.
And one more time.
元気じゃない.
Very nice. And give us the other way that you can say it.
元気ではない.
Very nice. One more time.
元気ではない.
Yeah. Now, I think the じゃない is the more casual spoken form, right?
Yeah, we hear that more frequently.
Yeah, definitely. So I think you guys would want to stick with じゃない, じゃない. Right?
じゃない would be better.
So give us one more time. I'm not okay.
元気じゃない.
I don't like it.
好きじゃない.
Yes, very, very nice. And one more time.
元気じゃない.
Okay, here we go. Next one. Natsuko, 元気?
ダメ.
Okay. And one more time, that answer, please.
ダメ.
Okay, very nice. Okay, we ran a little bit long today, but again, this was a very important lesson because this is going to be what you're using every single day. Just walk down the street. You can talk to Japanese people. Practice. Get out there. Test it out. Now you've got the tools to start talking to people, going out there, having conversations. I think it's really coming together now. What do you think, Natsuko?
Yeah, just try it.
Yes. Get out there. Test it out. See what you can do. Okay, that's going to be it for today.
また明日!
See you tomorrow! Be sure to stop by JapanesePod101.com and check out the Premium Learning Center. Inside, we have material to bring everything you learn in the lesson together. Flashcards, quizzes, really consolidate what you learn in today's lesson. Stop by, say hi, and be sure to leave us a post.